So today we start this brand new sermon series called What We Will Become. It is really a statement because I believe that God has a plan for us as a congregation. And this morning I want to inspire you. I want to have a heart-to-heart conversation with you about where God is going, where God is taking us. But before we go there, we need to talk a little bit about our past, and we need to reflect a little bit about our present. And then we'll focus on the future, which will most likely be next week. So for the next couple of weeks, I really want to have a heart-to-heart conversation with you, from your past, from a pastor to his people. A professor of mine one day told me this a long time ago. He said, "Sam, you can't appreciate your present and where you're going in the future if you do not meditate on where you have been." Now, there, I said this, there's a better English version over there than what I just said it to you right now, right? But he said it, and it was clear that we ought to appreciate the past, that we ought to take in consideration what is going on in the present if you're going to make something of your future. And talking about English and broken English that you know that I speak so well, if you think my accent is bad today, can you imagine 19 years ago when I first came to the U.S.? I mean, it was really bad. Back then, nobody could understand what I said. Today, I would say at least 20% of the people that I speak to understand what I say. Would you say that is true? 20%? My hope is that one day, every single word that come out of my mouth, it is understood by you. Isn't that a good goal? Is that a good goal? Some people are looking at me like, "Man, that's a lofty goal, Pastor Sam." I was like, "Hey, you know what? I'll go for that. That's my personal vision." But here's the thing. In 2000, when I first came, nobody understood me. There must be a progression towards something in life. So my first point I have for you is this. The Christian weird relationship with the past. I mean, we have this weird relationship with the past. The Bible talks about two aspects of the past that so many times people think it contradicts with each other. But the Bible counsels us into looking into our past and meditating on it and think about what God has done. Look what Psalm 66 verse 5 tells us. Psalm 56 5 tells us this. "Come and see what God has done. He's awesome in his deeds toward the children of men." The psalmist is calling people, say, "Come and see." And God has done so many good things in your life, in my life, in the life of this congregation. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But important is to look back to see what God is doing, what God has done. Come and see. Psalm 77, verses 11 and 15 says this. "I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. Your way, O God, is holy. What God is great like our God? You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your mighty among you have made your mighty among the people. You with your arm redeem your people." Redeem your people. That's it right there. So I want to talk to you about little things here. I want you to pay attention on like the wordings of remembering. I will remember. I will remember. I will ponder. I will meditate. Like, listen, the psalmist is letting us know that you ought to look back in your past. You ought to pay attention on what God has done. And he describes what is those things that you ought to pay attention at. The first word is deed. The Hebrew word for deeds there is the word for challenge. He says, "I will remember the challenge that the Lord has brought to my life." How many of you guys went through some challenges in 2018 and 17 and 16 and so on and so forth? See, so many times we need to understand that for growth there must be challenge. I will talk a little bit more about that later. But it is important to know that God also brings us some challenges. The other word that I have there highlighted for you is the word wonder. The wonders. I will remember your wonders. It is those things that causes good feeling. Is this that God has done in your life. I'm sure this last year, or the last couple of years, you have had some wonders. God worked wonders in your life and make you feel good. The work of God made you feel good. The third word that we have there that is highlighted is the word work. That word in Hebrew means that is God's historical action in the life of His people. So I'm not going to only remember what God has done in my life. I'm going to remember what God has done to His people through history. The fourth word that I have highlighted there is the mighty deeds. The word mighty deeds together in the Hebrew has this connotation of unbelievable performance of God, miracles. I don't know if you understand this, but right here at Delaware Christian Church, as a body, God has worked miracles in our life as a congregation, in the life of individuals, right? We have been praying for different individuals and what God is for God to come and make a miracle in their lives, and we have experienced God's unbelievable performance that goes together with works of wonders. On the "you are the God who works wonders," those words are the same. It talks about the miracle, unbelievable performance of God. Then the sixth word that I want you to take in consideration is the redeemed your people. The last statement on the red, you with your arm redeemed your people. The word redeem here has two important senses. The first sense of saving from danger. And the second one is that God is standing with us to vindicate what has been done against us. So this word of redeeming here has this idea of saving from danger, but also vindicating things that has people planned to destroy us, our own personal lives, or the life of the church. I mean, this works for you in an individual aspect, but also it works for us as a church. And I think we ought to pay attention to what God is doing at Delaware Christian Church for the last couple of years. He has done some amazing things with us. Let's talk about the past a little bit. The last 2.5 years, that was a major shift in leadership. I was not your pastor 2.5 years ago. So there's a major shift in leadership. And that shift on leadership made a lot of people got hurt. A lot of people felt abandoned. A lot of people felt like that God was no longer moving and supporting what was going on in this place. There was a lot of needs of healing. A lot of people needed to embrace the new of God. So people was uncertain of the future of Delaware Christian Church. Are we going to live long? Are we going to survive this shift? Are we going to really be able to thrive again? Not only about surviving, but we will be effective once again. There was a lot of uncertainties. A lot of difficulties, a lot of challenges in the way. And then God started something new 2 years, 2.5 years ago. I was hired in September of 2016. And since then, God has done great things. And it is not because of my hire, but because of what God has for us in the future. And that's where you have an infogram for you right there. We put an infogram, some information for you to know all the things that God has done. It is not only about the difficulties, it's not only about the shifts, and it's not only about the hurt, but it's about all the things that God has for us in the future. And let me tell you, since that major leadership change, we have experienced a lot of fellowship, community, and growth. We have been healed. I believe we are healed from all the hurt of the abandonment that we faced there. There's still some more things to happen in our lives, of course. Of course, we're not there yet, but God is working in us culturally with a lot of excitement. Look what God has done for us. If you look at it, and we talk about 2017 and 18, I'm giving a report of the life of the church. Look what God has done. We have grown in our kids' area 26%. There's a 26% of growth in our kids' area. Some Sundays, we have up to 128 kids on our kids' area. Isn't that crazy? I mean, when I first got here, we had about 40. All right? 40. God is doing some amazing things. Look at these statistics. 2,000 on attendance on your right. right there is statistical on attendance. In 2016, we were the average and church attendance was 254 people. We have 254 people attending Delaware Christian Church. Since then, in 2018, we have 368 people attending. And this is new because I just learned this week, is that the January attendance at Delaware Christian Church average is 420. It's a 44% increase on popularity or membership or Sunday morning participation. I was talking to a company this week that came to church to talk to us because people are listening, hearing what's going on at Delaware Christian Church. So I'm being bombarded with different companies wanting to pitch in on what's going on here, right? So which is a great thing. But I was showing them this exactly graphic, and I said, this is raw numbers. I'm not lying. I'm not being a pastor here now. Increasing, you know, pastors have the tendency to increase things just to look good, right? And so he's like, no, this is like raw that. This is that you can't. This is like raw. And they're like, we haven't heard of a church growing this fast around Ohio, especially Central Ohio. But comparably, there is none. I was meeting with a church consultant not too long ago, and he said the same thing. God is doing some amazing things here. And last year was a year of growth, and it wasn't necessarily numerical growth, but we are growing, right? Look at the chart. And I can't wait to see what God is going to do next as He continues to increase us. The next slide, the next part of that, I want to talk to you about the baptism. We had 39 baptisms and 55. New members. I mean, I don't know if you understand that. God is moving in the life of people. People are becoming Christian in this place. They're giving their life to Jesus. I don't know if you understand this. If the Bible is true, if there is hell, if there is heaven and hell, that number is important. Wouldn't you agree with me? If the Bible is true, you make that decision for yourself. I know it is. And I know there's a heaven and there's hell. And I know if people don't accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they're not going to spend time with Jesus in heaven. They're going to be somewhere else. So the work that we do here matters because people's lives are being saved. And not only that, I don't know if you would agree with me, but we have had a progression towards Jesus in the last couple of years. Don't you think that? Have you become closer to Jesus? I have. And I hope you do. You have too. God has been doing some amazing things. I have a picture of the wilds there because it is very that picture tells me a lot. Okay, Danielle prayed for her husband for a long time, and he was an atheist, and he accepted Jesus Christ right here at Delaware Christian Church. God is doing some amazing things, and there is a part of there on your left that we don't talk much about church here at the Delaware Christian Church because of me. It's my personal choice. But it's our finances, right? I got to tell you this, is that that's one area that we lack. If you see, most of our year is below our weekly need. There is a weekly need of 8,000 or whatever there. And most of those years we are below. There's two spikes that I am very appreciative of. But they do not equal the need that it is in here. Let me tell you a little bit about your budget. The budget goes to finance what's going on in the life of the church. For the last 2 years, 2017 and 18, no staff got a raise. You didn't make me any richer. I don't want to be rich, man. That's not my goal. So the money you give to the Delaware Christian Church is invested on the 60%, on the 44% growth that we had. If you don't give, we can't finance ministry so a guy like Mr. Wild will be able to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Has nothing to do with me. Has everything to do with reaching people's life for Jesus. For the last 2 years, we have operated on the budget of 40 or 60% below of what we're supposed to. I don't know if you understand this. We grew operating on a budget that is way below that we should be operating. If you think Sunday morning and the programs we have is done well with a small budget, we would blow your mind if we all tithe and gave accordingly. Look what happened on our outreach last year. Guys, these are numbers that Delaware Christian Church has never seen before. 388 people was the biggest VBS we have ever had. Biggest VBS. We touched so many kids and families' lives. Can you understand that? This is awesome. Look, our fall fest, the biggest fall fest we have ever had was last year. 624 people came through our building. Now, do you see the next number? Our Christmas weekend, we reached 1,000 people. Yes, I petted a little because I'm a pastor. I can't do that. Some of you have been here for a long time. Have you ever seen that number up there on Christmas weekend? No. We are reaching people. People in our communities responded to what's going on here, right? Our Easter's number was 545. I can't wait to see what this Easter will bring to us. 192 people in small groups. If we have an average of 368, that's more than half. Would you agree with me? I'm not good at math, but it's more than half. Let me tell you this. I came from a church that was before that was struggling to get 30%. Any book you read, people tells you, you should aim for 80%, but just expect less than 50. And let me tell you, we're already there. Listen, God is doing some amazing things, and you're responding to it. There is some challenges. Of course, there is some challenges, especially on the financial aspect of it. But I know that God is with us and for us, and He will grow us. Not only numerically, but also in every other aspect of our lives. Look what Deuteronomy 29, verses 2 and 3 says. Moses summoned all Israel and said to them, "You have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land, the great trials that your eyes saw, the signs and those great wonders. Therefore, keep the words of his covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do." Moses got the people together and said, "Listen, you guys have seen all the trials that God has put us through. He has seen all the signs that God has done for us. You have seen all the miracles that God has done for us. So keep studying the Word of God. Keep pursuing Jesus, and all the other things will be added to you." And let me tell you, that's my commitment. That's the leadership commitment of Delaware Christian Church, is that we would seek God and God first. And we would see God blessings us through the trials with signs and wonders. So the Bible reminds us that we must look back and see what God has done. But He also emphasizes something that is very important to you and I. Emphasizes something that is very important. So it's not about the past. You must not dwell in the past. The Bible tells us, look at the past, celebrate what God has done as we just look at it and we just experience it. But now the Bible goes on and says, but don't dwell on it. Look at those two verses. Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. "Remember, not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." The next passage. "Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead." See, there's this weird relationship between us and the past. We ought to celebrate it, but we ought to forget it too, because there's some new stuff going on that God has for you and I, right? Looking at those two verses, it seems like that it contradicts with what I was telling you prior, you know, to celebrate it. But I think Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 10, it is very important. This is what Ecclesiastes 7:10 says. "Why were the former days better than these?" It's a question. "For it is not from wisdom that you ask this." Listen, we ought to look back and see where we have come from. We must remember the trials, the signs, the wonders. the wonderful deeds, the historical work of God, but we must not dwell in the past. We must never wish it back, for God has new things for you and for us together in the future. Our past is just part of the journey for our God-given future. Do you understand that? Your past is just the necessary road to travel to get to the future. Can't have a future without walking the path, which in the present we call past. I have this statement for you up there. The past was to equip you for the future and not to imprison you from the future. Do you understand that? Listen, goes to your personal life. So many of us are looking back in the past and saying, oh, I wish I got that back. I wish I was back there. I wish God would brought me back. We look like Israel going to the promised land, thinking about Egypt, where you were enslaved and spanked and beat down. One time, I remember the day that broke through in my life. I was sitting. I was a coach. I was a coach, and I was teaching kids how to play soccer, and a college coach. I coached D3 soccer, and I was sitting there in the bus, and I was thinking, man, I wish I was back in Brazil playing soccer. I wish I was back there. It was good times. It was good times using drugs and have no responsibility and drinking. I remember that day thinking back. Here I am. Going to school to be a pastor, coaching kids about life, and thinking back about all the mess of my past. And God woke me up like that. Boom, dude, what are you doing? That's out of wisdom. That's not wisdom. That's not a godly thing to wish the past back. I'm doing some new things in your future. Look forward, forget the past. So a lot of people come to me or have come to me, but in my church in the past we did this. I was like, listen, drop your church in the past. I don't care what God did in your church in the past. I care what he's doing right here and right now for the future. Oh, but back there, I was like, guess what? Go back there. Am I mean now? Am I being mean now? If you're not happy, go back there. That's fine. I don't care about going back. If you want to go back, go back. If you're whatever was better back then, go. Go. I don't care about it. I want the present and the future of God for you and I right here and right now. Don't you want that? Do you want the past back? I don't want the past back. I don't want the yesterday back. I want new. I want new. Drop all your expectations or entitlement. Let's ride the wave with God. I don't know what God's going to do. Do you? I do not know. Listen, I do not know what God's going to do. But I do know that his plan is good. That if we seek his face, he will prosper us. So in your own personal life or in your spiritual life, remember, forget the past. Allow God to work in the future. And I think that's one of the biggest problems we have, is that we lose sight of God and his vision for us. And I believe that the reason why Delaware Christian Church went through such a trial back 2 or 3 years ago is because the leadership had forgotten the vision that God had for them, for this church. And under my umbrella, that's not going to happen. We will be the church that God has called us to be. Proverbs 29:1 says this. Where there is no vision from God, the people run wild. But those who I can pronounce that, adhere to God's instruction, no genuine happiness. Listen, if we are going to be happy as a church, we need to get God's vision and live by it. And let me tell you what, Delaware Christian Church has a vision, and that vision does not come from me, that vision does not come from the elders, that vision comes from God for us to live in it. And once we live in God's vision for this place, we will be happy. Happy, happy, happy. Remember that? Trying to grow my beard that big. Can't hunt, though. I just learned this week that this year is the 40th year of Delaware Christian Church. Can you believe that? This place has been here for 40 years. 40 years. That is amazing. I can't wait to see what God's going to do next in the next 40 years. But we can only think of that if we follow the vision. And here's the vision that we have. This is Delaware Christian Church vision, okay? Delaware Christian Church is an exuberant faith community that strives to experience God, to grow in faith, and to impact Delaware and the world for Jesus. That's God's call for you and I. Anything beyond that is not for us to be doing. So God wants us to do that. And so let me break it down for you a little bit what this means. So Delaware Christian Church is an exuberant faith community. That word exuberant there means naturally enthusiastic. Happy. That's why we do Jersey Sunday. That's why we have fun together. That's why we do date nights. That's why I say this all the time, I like to party because God is a God who likes to party. Go back into the Old Testament and the New Testament and see all the celebrations that God's people had gone through. We ought to celebrate. We ought to have some fun together. I want you to have fun. I want to have fun. Don't get on my fun time. I'll be mad. I'll be grumpy. Right? I want to have fun. Life is supposed to be happy. It's supposed to be blessed by God. And with God's blessing means that we ought to be enthusiastic, that we ought to be authentic, that we have to have this extremely good behavior within us. And we ought to live in this super abundant life that God has for us. Psalm 69 says this. Psalm 69 and 11 says this. This is a good life. My heart's glad. Listen, so many of Christians are looking at life and like, this is a crappy life. Oh, I shouldn't have said that word. But here we go. Right? This is a horrible life. A crappy life. I said it already, so let it be it. Right? This is my life. The Psalms tells us to have good life. You got it? Man, come on. This is a good life. My heart is glad. My soul is full of joy. And my body is at rest. Who could want for more? You will not abandon me to experience death and the grave or leave me to rot alone. Instead, you direct me on the path that leads to a beautiful life. As I walk with you, the pleasures are never ending. And I know true joy and contentment. Wow! Wow! Don't you want that life? That's the life that God wants for you and I right here at Delaware Christian Church. An abundant life, a beautiful life. Walking with God brings this never-ending pleasure. We will get to know through joy and contentment. That's what God means to us when He says, be exuberant faith community. Let's have some fun with God together. Let's live beautiful lives. The second part of the vision is experience God. We ought to experience God. This is what John 17:3 says. This is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus to whom you have sent. We ought to be that place where people experience God, but we ought to experience God ourselves. I love Luke 24:32. Which is the guys on the road to Emmaus with Jesus, walking with Jesus. They're experiencing Jesus, hearing God's word and in God's presence. That's what that passage means. And this is what they say. Amazing. Weren't our hearts on fire within us while He, Jesus, was talking to us on the road? Didn't you feel it all coming clear as He explained the meaning of the Hebrew Scriptures? I want us to be at that place where when people walks in here or is in our presence, that they would know that God is God by the burning in their heart. We ought to grow. We ought to grow. This is what 1 Peter 2 verses 1 and 3 says. So put away all malice, all deceit, and hypocrisy, and envy, and all slander, like newborn infants long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up in salvation. If needed, you have tasted that the Lord is good. Peter said, there are some things that brings death. Malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all slander. Those things, you got to put it away if you want to grow. Listen, there is no room at Delaware Christian Church for those things. No room. No room. If you want to do those things, please do us all a favor. Go somewhere else. I'm serious. We want to see God in this place, and we want to live in harmony and unity. And for us to do that, we need to crave for this growing up in salvation. Growing is a biblical imperative. We ought to take it serious. The last part of our vision is this, is impact, right? God wants us to impact Delaware and the world for Jesus. An exuberant community that experiences God and is consistently growing is an attractive, eye-catching community. There's so much good happening in it that we become appealing to those outside of our community. They want to be part of it. Not only that, but we also want others to be part of us as we live in a way that influences other people's lives. Matthew 28, 16 and 20, my last verse for you, says this. I am here speaking with all the authority of God, who has commanded me to give you this commission. Go out and make disciples of all the nations, ceremonially washing them through baptism in the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Then disciples them, form them in the practice and the posture that I have taught you, and show them how to follow the commands I have laid down for you. And I will be with you day after day to the end of the age. I love this verse. This is the Great Commission, right? This is what God has called the church to do. Everybody wants to make disciples. Everybody wants to baptize them. Everybody wants to teach, but nobody wants to go out. And the first imperative that Jesus gives on that statement is go out. So 2019 is a go out year for us. For those of you who were here last year or the last couple of years, you know that 2017 was a year for us to experience God. 2018 was a year of growth in relationships and in faith. And 2019 is a year for us to impact our community. And that's what I would like to see happen. But for that, we ought to celebrate and forget the past. And allow God to do something new for us in the future.